Shin Ein Vav Siv Beis. Be'er shebe'emsa ashvil bin shnei koyis lechatzeres. There's a path in between two courtyards, and there's a well in between the two courtyards. In other words, in this path. So they both are using the well. So we have a problem, they have to make a chatzeres. Avishi mufleges mikoyis lezahabat tvochem, or mikoyis lezahabat tvochem. Even though it's more than 4 tvochem away from each chatzer, so they have to throw the bucket to get it there. So the question is, why do we not need Erech HaTzeres over here, or at least some type of ziz or separation? Since the whole tashmish is by throwing the bucket there, it's a tashmish garua, it's not a classic way of using something, so it's not enough of tashmish to put it into the sugya of Erech HaTzeres. You do not need Erech HaTzeres. Says the Ramah, V'davkik she'en HaTzeres psuchas l'shvil. It's only when you have a window from each chatzer and they have to throw the bucket from the window into the well. But if there's actual opening and entranceway to the wells, that's considered already more of a regular type of tashmish. Because they don't have to dafka throw it through a window. So in such a case, in a chanam, they have to make a chatzeres. Others say the im einam muflogim alva oisrim afilu chiyat gavna. Others say that even if there's only a window there, there's less than a 4 tefach break before the well starts. That's not considered tashir derech avir. It's not considered they have to throw through the ear, and therefore it's considered like a chotzer that belongs to both of them. And you have to make erech hatzeres, or a wall in between, like we learned previously.